All right, we are live here at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers and Giants getting ready for the second game of this three-game series. And I'm joined right now by the Giants manager, Bruce Bochy. Boch, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Well, David, it's good talking with you. It's good being down here in L.A. I know it's my last time in here, so I'm taking it all in, savoring it. And, you know, the boys found a way to get a nice win last night. I know that's not what you want to hear, but...
No.
You know, it's a nice way to start.
It seems like you have that knack whenever you bring your teams to Dodger Stadium. It feels like Bruce Bochy has been a thorn in the Dodgers side for quite a few years.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we've had some good battles. We've lost some tough ones. But, you know, we've also found ways to win some really tough games. And they've been great matchups. I mean, you look at so many of these games that could have gone either way. I know last year we came in here, opening day, won two games, 1-0. And, I mean, that's just the way we play. It's, I think, created by, you know, the rivalry that these teams have.
When you think back to your career coming to Dodger Stadium, playing against the Dodgers, I know everybody focuses on your time with the Giants, but when you're with the Padres, I think back to 1996, how you guys came in here the final weekend of that season and found a way to win the division. Is that one of the years that sticks out to you when you think about the years competing against the Dodgers?
Well, I mean, I'll go way before that as a player when I was with Houston, 1980. We were battling for our division. We had a three-game lead on the Dodgers, and we come in here and they swept us. So we had to play a one-game playoff, and you're too young to probably remember that. But our Hal had a big day. We ended up winning that game to go on to play Philly. And you know, you're talking about pressure. That was a pressure series. And then sure enough, in 96, you know, we're battling each other, and we came in here and we got a big sweep. So I've had some great moments here, but also saw us lose a tough game in September with four home runs, and when I had a four-run lead in the ninth, four consecutive home runs and about five pitches, and I've never seen that, and we ended up losing that game in the tenth.
It's funny you say that because I've heard Pat Riley say this so many times. Yes, winning the championship is great, but it seems like either a manager or a coach, it seems like the losses are the ones that you remember more. Is that the same case with you?
Oh, without question. That's the sad part of what we do is we don't savor the good moments or wins as much as we should, but we do dwell on those tough losses. And particularly if you're in the playoffs. And so that's, you know, but it goes with the territory. And because as a manager, you always take responsibility for those tough losses. You know, you think, well, I could have done this different or that. But I think I'm doing a better job of not, you know, letting it get to me as much as I used to.
Bruce Bochy is our guest. Bruce, it's hard to ignore what took place before last night's game. Vin Scully giving you a tribute on the video board describing not only your career but your life. What was your feelings when that was taking place before you're getting ready to manage a game?
Well, I mean, I was listening to a man who has been the best of all time. I have so much respect. I just revere Vin Scully. I mean, I've been fortunate, and I've said this so many times. You know, in this game, you get a chance to meet tremendous people, and he's certainly one of them. And he used to make time to come down to the office and say hello. You know, I had the chance to spend some time with him, and for him to do that was pretty special because. This is a Hall of Famer, the best of all time. Here I am. I was a backup catcher, and I got Vin Scully, doing this beautiful deal in my career. And he had to scramble, trust me, to find enough to talk about that long, but I certainly appreciate it.
Felt like he's known you for 50 years.
Yeah, and that's him, you know. He just paints a beautiful picture. And That was as special a deal as anything that's happened to me, just that have him up there talking about me. Really, it's the gifts are nice, and of course, Sandy Koufax jersey. Because I used to sneak down to Vero Beach from Melbourne to go watch him. But again, to have Vin Scully do that, take the time. He's retired. He probably went, Jesus, I'm retired. I got to still work, but I really appreciate it.
All right, Bruce, before we get out of here, I'm just curious, when you came to L.A., what were some of Bruce Bochy's favorite places to eat pregame or postgame? Where'd you like to try to relax and unwind after a game?
You know what? I'm pretty boring in that way. Well, people say in a lot of ways, but, you know, I usually eat at the ballpark or I'll get something at the hotel. I haven't gotten out in L.A. all that much. You know, I think in my younger years I did, but I don't think those places are even open anymore, I'd be honest. But, you know, we stay in Pasadena, and, you know, there's, you know, a nice hotel there, the old Langham, that has great restaurants right there inside the hotel. So it's ballpark, hotel, get back to the ballpark. That's kind of been my life.
All right, Bruce, congratulations on a great career. All the Dodger fans respect everything you've done, and all of us people in baseball know the reputation you have in the game. So congratulations on a great career.
Well, David, thank you. Thanks for having me on. It's good talking with you. And I'm going to miss a lot of things. And I'll say this, one of them is the battles here in L.A. They're intense, exciting, and they get your adrenaline going. So that's going to be hard to replace.
Yes, it will. Hard to replace Bruce Bochy. Almost impossible.